Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Many of us have noticed a new definition provided for atheism. Now, atheism is the belief that there is no God. Agnosticism is the claim that they do not know if God exists. But the reason we see a change in atheism is because they want to avoid having to actually give an account for what they state, because the statement that God does not exist is absolutely impossible to hold to, and they know it. Because of the fact that to believe or to claim that God does not exist requires a person to know all things that there are in the universe, and that would make you God. Knowing that they hold to an impossible position, they try to dodge it by redefining atheism as a lack of belief in God, and they argue that they no longer have to provide support for their claim because they only lack a belief, and that they're taking a negative argument. The reality is, negative arguments can be proven, whether right or wrong. If I take the negative position that there's no rice in China, all I need to do is show some rice in China, and I have proven that this statement is wrong. So to say that I lack a belief in God is not valid. In fact, nobody makes any decisions or actions based on a lack of belief. They always make decisions based on a positive belief. And when those who profess to be atheists go out and write blogs and books and do things like that, they're doing it on a basic belief that they is positive about what they do believe.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.